It's time for Speaking of Schools, our regular check-in with the area schools. And on this edition, we have a very special guest in studio. We have the chair of the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board, Ronnie Dossie. Ronnie, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Andrew.
I appreciate you being here at the beginning of the school year, and I was hoping that we'd just be having a normal beginning of the school year conversation, but unfortunately we're not able to do that because we've already twice in this young year had to go into secure mode at school due to the incidents on UNC's campus. So first of all, I wonder if you could just talk about that a little bit personally. I know that you're a parent with children in school, so what was that like for you?
Sure. And thank you for the question. I will say, as a parent, I have a son who is a student at UNC, so I'll start talking about that perspective and then bring it back to our Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. I was in my office on the first day, kind of heads down, doing work, and noticed right around noon that I had received a message with an alert, and my heart stopped, and I immediately went to text my son, and my heart did not start beating again until I saw his bubbles of a response come back on my phone. And so I can certainly appreciate what that might have felt like for parents around the community and for the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools as well, thinking about the risk of gun violence. And when you send your child to school, you don't expect to have to worry about this on a regular basis.
So what about from the point of view of Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools? They also were under secure mode. What was that like? What are you kind of hearing from the community, and what was that like for you to have that happen on the first day of school and then again so soon afterwards?
Yeah, thankfully our district has continued to focus on student and staff safety, and so we've put a lot of good measures in place that help us. We have great relationships with the police chiefs and the sheriff's office, and so in that way we really are prioritizing what we can do ahead of time. I will say on that day it was very difficult. I've heard stories of students who texted their parents who were professors or staff at the university, and, you know, the students were in lockdown texting their parents, please answer me back. I don't know that you're okay. And I think just the fact that we have to live in a society where we make our children worry and create a traumatic environment for them is something we all need to think about how to change. The first day of school, the second day, no day of school should have our kids worried about their safety or their parents' safety because of gun violence.
It's the voice of Ronnie Dossie, school board chair for CHCCS. And I wonder if we could talk a little bit more specifically about secure mode. Is that new nomenclature for this year? I don't remember hearing that last year.
It is a little bit new, and it's, again, intended to really think about different levels of safety for our schools. Because we are so close to the university, we have some of our schools have open campuses. We sometimes look at how we operate differently given different risk levels. And so with this one, you know, anytime we hear, you know, potential safety concern, we've got to figure out, and Dr. Hamlin and her administration spent a lot of time making those decisions about what type of security mode we go into to keep students and staff safe.
Is there a higher level mode than secure mode?
So we don't talk a whole lot publicly about what the different modes are, just as you can appreciate, you know, we want to make sure that we don't give people who have bad intentions too much information. But I will say that safety continues to be a top focus for the district.
So we had that conversation. Now I'd like to talk a little bit more traditionally about back to school, because we did just start a brand new school year, and that's an exciting and anxiety-inducing time for a lot of people throughout the community. So what's new for this school year? What are we excited about for this school year? What's the focus for the school year?
Sure. So I'm excited that we have most of our classrooms filled with qualified teachers. We've got a good number of bus drivers. Last year, we ended the year with some significant challenges around transportation, and we've seen that play into issues like student absenteeism. And so this year, We are going to be focused on what do we do to continue to help students recover from both the COVID pandemic and the resulting impact of that. And so things like extended learning opportunities. And so how do we make sure that students have more time to learn material and make sure they're able to get to school and make sure they're safe in school and make sure they can eat in school. And unfortunately, we are also having to deal with some of the challenges of legislation that's coming down. And so we're thinking about and having conversations with our attorneys on how we implement this with the priority of keeping our students and staff safe.
And that's kind of the piece of legislation that most people are talking about is the Parents' Bill of Rights, is kind of what it's been tagged colloquially as. Is there anything, what changes in the immediate for the school year with that law being in place?
So we're still talking through how we'll implement it. I think there's still also discussion at the state level. The State Board of Education needs to issue some guidance on the implementation overall. But what we're doing locally, Andrew, is having opportunity for our building leaders, our principals and teachers to engage with our attorneys to understand what they need to do going forward. Dr. Hamlin and her team are also working to put together some guidance. We are building a website so that folks can easily access information about this. And our number one priority has been for us to understand it, because this legislation is happening so quickly. Different types of legislation is happening so quickly. It's difficult for us to even process it. And so making sure we understand what the expectations and requirements, making sure we think through how to implement that according to our local values, not not interfering with any legal requirements, but really thinking about how we want to operate as a community.
It's the voice of Ronnie Dossey from the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board. And we're talking back to school, but something else that happens each year around this time is we start to get some performance data back from the previous year. And it seemed like overall the takeaways were a little bit mixed, as they often are. There's some good, there's some bad. What were the takeaways for you for CHCCS?
Yeah, I will say I'm excited to see an uptick in student performance across the state. And I think that really goes back to the investment from the federal level of the $5 billion. And it speaks to the fact of, you know, money doesn't solve every problem, but it certainly helps to improve outcomes. And so, some of the most exciting news out of this student performance data for me is, you know, Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools has a 94.8% graduation rate, which is a new record high for the second consecutive year. Our district gains included a 71% passing rate on all of our state exams, which is the highest in the triangle. And 83% of our schools exceeded or met growth expectations. Now, as you mentioned, there's always something for us to continue to work on. And so as we unpack those achievements, you know, looking at different student groups, we know we still have a lot of work to do. And we're continuing to focus on what kind of structural foundations we build to make sure that all of our students can be successful.
We're visiting with Ronnie Dossey from the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board. And we've got a couple of minutes left here. Is there anything that you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
So the biggest thing that's on my mind is funding. I think the last time I was with you, I talked about the fact that we did not have a state budget approved as yet. They are supposed to be approved by July 1st. And obviously it is the middle of September and we still don't know what our teachers and staff will be compensated at what level, and also state retirees and other folks who are impacted by the state budget more directly. And so that one continues to be concerning because we've got to go ahead and make some decisions even without that information. We're also beginning to kick off our local budgeting process, which is our engagement with the county commissioners and thinking about how we get local funding to help supplement some of the gaps in the state budget levels. And also, we are very interested in our school facility condition. And one of the things we've been talking to the Orange County Board of County Commissioners about is a potential to issue a local bond to support school renovations next year. And so I'll be excited to share more about that as we learn more in the coming year.
Outstanding. Our guest has been the chair of the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board of Education, Ronnie Dossey. Thank you so much for making time this afternoon.
Of course. Thank you so much. And if I could just say one last thing, of course, Board of Election races are upcoming and the election will be November 7th, 2023. Early voting starts October 19th. I would strongly encourage everyone to go out, learn as much as you can about all the candidates, get to know them, ask them questions about their beliefs and their values, and make sure that we are continuing to support the folks who are going to support our students and staff here at the Chapel Hill-Carrboro City Schools.
Believe it or not, that is 1 month and 1 day from today that early voting begins. So it's time to start getting informed.
It goes fast. Yes.